Your unconscious mind is powerful. It's the other 90% of your mind. And yet, you're not even taught about it at school. What if you could access the other 90%? It would be like driving the highway in sixth gear instead of first gear. That's what you're doing when you only know the tools of the conscious mind, the 10%. You're going through life in first gear. Are you ready to ramp up and go through life in sixth gear, learn the powerful tools of your unconscious mind, healing trauma, clearing anxiety in minutes rather than weeks, months, and years? Join our next Meet Your Unconscious Mind workshop so that you can start to learn the power that you already hold within and the tools to access it. Look for the link to register in the show notes. Imagine getting up every day full of energy as if you were in your 20s again. What would that be like? What would that be worth to you? What is your health worth to you? Think about it. Your health isn't everything, but without it, everything else is nothing. And yet too many of us are taking it for granted until something goes wrong. No one wakes up hoping to be diagnosed with a disease or chronic illness. And yet we've never been taught how to be proactive in our health through our school system or public health. As a registered health coach and integrative health practitioner, I believe it is time this information is made available to everyone. Combining new knowledge around your health and the ability to do my functional medicine lab tests in the comfort of your own home will allow you to optimize your health for today and all your tomorrows. Don't wait for your wake-up call. Welcome back to another episode of the Don't Wait for Your Wake Up Call podcast. I am Melissa Dealey, your host. And today with me, I have a very dear friend, Sandra Lee. Welcome to the show, Sandra.
Oh my goodness, this is wonderful. I've been waiting to do this for a while. So
I am very excited to have you here. And I would love to just introduce you to the audience. And you love to talk about harmonious relationships, and they support you in accomplishing your goals, whereas strained relationships are stressful and block your progress. Sandra empowers you to heal and optimize your relationships with exceptional intuitive awareness, the power of sound, and a touch of science. She helps you to be in the energetic flow and prioritizing actions that matter. Human design is her favorite tool for assisting you in understanding your purpose and making sense of your life, relationship, and business. She is also NLP trained and a practitioner of timeline therapy and hypnotherapy. And I know that because I trained her and she's amazing with these tools. And we're also going to talk about tuning forks. So as you can see, Sandra wields many tools in her toolbox of helping people heal. And she is an incredible human being and healer. So let's dive in. What got you here today? What got you into your wellness journey initially?
I have a bachelor's in chemistry from Caltech. So I have a degree in science. And I used to do casual massages on people. I didn't know what I was doing, didn't know if I was helping, didn't know if it was hurting. And after I graduated with a degree in chemistry, deciding I'm not going to do chemistry. I got a clerical job, right? I was a secretary. And I started studying acupressure and meridians and Reiki, actually. And that was it. I have been doing healing work ever since, like 1987. And one of the things that I really appreciated about that whole transition from science to healing was having to come to terms with right away this separation between science and logic and like woo-woo, energetic, not sure how this works kind of stuff. Because I was studying Reiki and acupressure and I could not scientifically say what was happening there. But I also knew that it worked. Like I was having a real impact. And so I came to that conclusion early in my 20s. And I really appreciate that, that my science education, my science background, my science thinking enabled me to take this left brain science gift and use it as a way to help people understand themselves, their bodies, their health. As a massage therapist, I would, you know, put my hands on somebody's shoulder and feel the connection to their foot, or feel the connection to the stresses in their life and the pressures and the responsibilities that they have. And I would, you know, say that. Help them be consciously aware of the connections between their symptoms, where people tend to get disembodied, separated from their symptoms and what causes them, and to feel like, oh, this just happens to me. I was like, well, that's not a very empowering perspective to say this stuff just happens to me. And so to give people a way to relate to their symptoms and enable them to start to shift, you know, mindset is the whole deal. Yeah. How I think about these things makes the difference. And so when people go from feeling like, oh, this stuff just happens to me, to understanding why it's happening. Oh, you have tension and pain in your neck and shoulders because of all the responsibilities that you have. How can we help you feel like that is lifted off? And to help people understand it also scientifically. So to be able to explain what's going on in your body from a scientific perspective helps them feel more empowered about those things.
Yes.
You know, this whole experience of dealing with the medical system.
Yes.
They don't do a very good job of explaining to people what's happening and empowering them to help themselves. And so I like to help people understand when this is going on, you have this symptom, this is what might be happening. And this is what you can do about it. You can help yourself. And it takes people from this disempowered relationship to their health and their bodies and the healthcare system, and gives them a way to reclaim their power.
Yeah.
And I know that's a lot of what you're about as well. So
reclaim their power and realize that they can also and are also responsible for where they're at and for getting where they want to go, as opposed to giving up that responsibility to someone else that they think is going to fix them. Because that's a lot of responsibility on a man in a white coat to have to fix everybody that goes and sees him in a day, let alone a week, let alone a year.
And if they only have 15 minutes with you,
how can they do it?
They can't.
Exactly. So I love what you're doing. And I love how you explained that. It's like you're the translator for the person between what's going on in their body and having them understand it in their conscious mind.
Yes. So let me talk about
them to take action.
Yes. Let me talk about biofield tuning.
Yes.
And
please.
Sound healing.
Yes.
And how I blend all of these things together.
Yes. Okay? I love you too.
So I use this tuning fork.
And for the people that are listening, this episode will be on YouTube as well if you want to come back and watch it again to see what Sandra's doing with her tuning fork. Otherwise, listen in. You heard her bang it just then.
I want people to feel empowered to be able to help themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So when I strike this tuning fork, it shows me, like, kind of pseudo visually, but also energetically and kinesthetically and emotionally, it shows me where the energy is flowing in the person's body and where it's blocked.
Right.
So I want you to imagine, you listening, that energy is coming from the earth into your feet, through your body, and out the top of your head. And that's what it requires for my body to function optimally.
Mm-hmm.
When I stub my toe, like kicking the box that I did a while ago, and I break my toe, right? So it's like the energy in my foot gets chaotic.
Right.
It stops flowing. Okay. When I kick the box and I stub my toe, I am limping. My ability to function optimally is compromised by the energy block in my foot.
Right.
By allowing the energy to flow through that again, And I do that with my intention and by saying, okay, so it's like allow the energy to flow through your foot and it connects to your body and it connect, and you allow that flow to reestablish itself throughout the whole body. That allows me to function again. And so I am able to walk more normally. I am able to think clearly because when this energy flow is blocked, I'm not going to be able to think clearly.
Right.
I'm not going to be able to use my body easily. I may have pain.
And you're stuck in the pain.
Absolutely. So sometimes all it takes for me is to get that energy flowing and someone's pain may decrease or go away.
Yeah. It makes
someone's
sense.
Someone's confused thoughts or being stuck in emotional states. Those things may all shift just through helping the energy flow through. And helping people understand the science of what's going on in their body and then giving them visualizations. So it's like if somebody had stubbed their toe, I might say, okay, so it's like, you know, you have these bones and you have these muscles and explaining the physiology and what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
And then, okay, set an intention that you allow the energy to flow through that toe. You and I know how powerful the intentions are, the thoughts
Absolutely. That
are, and the beliefs.
Yes.
For someone to heal, they also have to believe that it's possible. They have to believe that
Absolutely.
They can.
Absolutely. Because the moment you believe you can't, you just shut down all healing pathways.
Absolutely. And so with my scientific understanding, when somebody has something physical to heal, I help them understand physiologically, this is what needs to happen. And I want you to visualize in your mind the bone that you want to have mend.
Mm-hmm.
So that they have a picture in their mind mm-hmm. of what it is they want to have happen. And I facilitate that with, you know, using the sound to flow, helping them understand the science of what's involved so that they feel as empowered as possible to be able to help themselves.
Beautiful.
And their active participation makes all the difference in the
Absolutely.
World.
Absolutely. Because the more powerful that visualization is of their toe healing, the flow of energy through their body, the more that will happen.
Yes. And if they have any sorts of negative beliefs or limiting decisions or traumatic history in their past,
mm-hmm.
then doing NLP with them, which I learned from Melissa...
And even more specifically, timeline therapy.
Yes, can really help them to be able to clear out the traumas from the past.
Yes.
And to work with what has me feel like I can't do what I want. Because that's a very common set of beliefs that people take away from childhood.
Mm-hmm.
And so to give people a way to easily release all of those limitations that once I internalize them from childhood and I am repeating those things in my head, I'm limiting myself
very often.
Yes. And so helping them be aware of it and to then choose something different frees them up to be able to have the life they want, be the person they want to be.
That's beautiful. And that was perfect segue because I was just about to ask you, how do you bring NLP and timeline therapy into your work? And you segued into that so beautifully and how perfectly aligned it all is, right? Because as you said, if someone believes they can't heal, they won't heal. So if that's a limiting decision, because first you have to decide to believe that, you can release that in order that the rest of the modalities that you're going to use are effective.
Yes. And by combining all of these things, I find that the results are faster, mm-hmm. increased, because I think it's because we're working at it from multiple directions.
Yes.
If I'm doing things to take care of my, you know, neck and shoulder tension from the outside, getting the physical treatment, the massage, you know, the chiropractic, if I believe in that, if I do the outside treatment.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then I'm working with my intentions, working mm-hmm. from the inside. And I work to heal all of the limiting emotions and limiting decisions, the beliefs work from the inside, then what I'm doing from the outside is going to have more effect.
Absolutely.
So working on all of the things at one time. Here's an illustration I use. So I imagine if this is my issue, mm-hmm. okay? And if I approach my issue
and again,
from,
for the listener, I'm going to say she's holding up her fist. Her clenched fist is the issue.
Yes. And if I'm approaching it just from the one direction, say the doctor.
Right.
Okay. Doctor, doctor, doctor. But I'm not addressing any of these other facets.
Right.
I'm just only going to get a limited result.
Right.
Or if I am approaching this issue and I go to counseling and I go to counseling and I go to counseling and it's the mm-hmm. same approach over and over and over again, I'm not going to get all of the rest of it. But if I work with mental and emotional, I work with physical, I work with spiritual, and I use these different techniques and all these things, I am much more likely to have this issue dissolve away and...
In much less time.
Much less time. With much less struggle.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And especially when we're working with the tools of the unconscious mind and the resources of higher self, we're working with speed. We're working with ease. We're working with grace. And you're the coach. You're not having anybody do anything that their unconscious mind isn't wanting them to do. So you're the guide. Their unconscious mind is the coach. And you're just guiding them through that beautiful journey of well-rounded healing, approaching it from multiple perspectives. And I love that analogy. It's so true. If you just take one approach, okay, you fix one aspect. However, our diseases or our issues today are more convoluted than that.
Mm-hmm. One of the things I will always remember from my class with you was when you said, it's not possible to heal something consciously. If I can say what my issue is,
mm-hmm.
or if I think I know what my issue is, that's not it.
That's not it.
That there's always unconscious pieces. There's always unconscious pieces. And it's not possible to completely heal something purely consciously.
Exactly.
As a practitioner for 37 years, I had never heard that before. And it shocked me. But it also makes sense.
And you're seeing the results that you're getting with the clients that you're working with now, mm-hmm. now that you have the unconscious tools to recognize, again, the ease, the grace, the speed with which they're getting results with all the tools that you now have.
Yes. Yay.
Yeah, exactly. Beautiful. And so I know your mission as much as my mission is to let people know the power of their unconscious mind, the other 90%. And get this message out to the world. Because when people know that our unconscious mind holds the tools for us to be able to heal, it opens up a whole world of possibility to them.
Yes. And by bringing in the creative power of sound,
mm-hmm.
I think really amplifies it.
Absolutely.
So absolutely. Spoken word, part of the power of the spoken word is that it's sound.
Mm-hmm.
It's taking intention and it's speaking it
yes.
into the world.
Yes.
I like using the tuning fork and that sound because it's like it penetrates to mm-hmm. a different level. Yes. But it's like sound is creative.
Mm-hmm.
The things you say in your head, the messages you speak to yourself, are creative.
Yes, they are.
They are calling to you what you are thinking and feeling. And if you don't like what you've been getting, time to address those thoughts.
Exactly. Exactly. Our thoughts are so powerful, and we get what we focus on. So if you don't like what you're getting, as Sandra just said, we need to shift the thinking. And I love teaching this. I love sharing this. And I love witnessing you and all the ways that you are helping people with all of the tools that you have. And it's beautiful to see. So thank you for bringing all of your years of healing and your translating from science to the body so people understand it, because understanding the why is so important. That was always important to me. When people understand the why, they can stick with programs.
Mm-hmm.
And so the fact that you are able to translate from your science background into, you know, the healing energies and tools that you use now, that maybe we don't fully understand all of it. Although since the 1980s, there's been a whole lot more science that's come out that now we do have greater understanding of it,
mm-hmm.
yet we're still scratching the surface of what's possible and what's been gifted to us in terms of our ability to heal. So thank you for bringing this to the world and making it easy for people to understand and tap into. I love that you do this. So I also love to ask every single guest that has come on this show, what does "don't wait for your wake-up call" mean to you?
I believe that the unconscious mind is always giving you signals when it wants you to do something. I've always said that symptoms are your beingness, we can call that your unconscious mind, calling your attention to something that needs to be done, something needs to be handled. If people have symptoms and are not paying attention to them, they're ignoring the signal. And if you ignore the signal, you ignore the signal has to get louder and louder and louder, because it doesn't have a voice to tell you. And I call it gradually increasing symptoms. If you have a symptom and it's small and you're not paying attention to it, you're not addressing it, it's going to get bigger and it's going to get bigger and it's going to get really loud if you don't pay attention to it. You need to take action at some point, because if you don't, it could make you like wipe you out sick.
Yes.
Or yes. You could be in an accident because you haven't addressed the need, or your relationships might break up. Oh, you know, all sorts of things might happen if you're not paying attention to the signs that the universe and your unconscious mind and your body are giving you. So pay attention and address them.
I love to say, listen when the body whispers, so it doesn't have to yell at you.
Yes.
Yeah. Beautiful. So if someone wants to work with you, Sandra, what is the best way for them to get hold of you?
MiracleInspirations.com is my website. But if you want an easier way, there is a shinewithsandra.com. shinewithsandra.com, and that takes you to signing up for my newsletter and a free gift that I have. It's
Beautiful.
7 tips to boost your business. And it's a video series about human design and how human design can help you make sense of your life and be more successful in business. It says business, but really it's all of life.
It is, because the way we do one thing is the way we do everything.
Yep.
So Sandra, any last words of wisdom you would like to share with the audience before we wrap this episode?
I like helping people to realize that you are always making your unique and special contribution. You're always living your purpose 24/7. Even if you're doing the laundry or taking out the garbage, you are still making a contribution that matters.
A beautiful reminder. Thank you so much for a lovely ending there. Words of wisdom to live by. And thank you too to my audience for caring about your health, for showing up here, listening and learning from all of the amazing guests I have on the show, and taking action, implementing, learning, so that you can live your best life. And see you back here next week for another episode. Thank you for investing this time with me on the Don't Wait for Your Wake Up Call podcast. I'm so glad you joined in. If you can take 2 minutes to share this episode with someone you think can benefit and have a positive impact on their life, that would be wonderful. Please leave a review by going to your favorite podcast listening app and let me know what you enjoy or would like to hear more of. It will support me in my effort to bring the possibility of natural healing to a wider audience and help disrupt the sick care system we have today and make human health a global priority. health is your true wealth.